Okay. Glenn Friday bringing us in there this evening. The heat is on. Well, we hope nobody's in trouble with the law, because that's where that piece of music comes from, isn't it? But, you know, we can disambiguate words, I think, can't we? You know, but my interpretation of the heat is on is that there's going to be a heat wave in the UK. And it's the only bloody summer we get here. so we're having what is known as a heat wave over the next couple of days. And then lo and behold, the forecast for the following week is snow. Snow for April, my goodness. We haven't had snow in over 40 years in April, I don't think. So that's the forecast for April. Okay, the weather's all topsy-turvy, isn't it? You know, I think, forget the conspiracy theories. You know, there is most definitely something going on there, yeah? And I know there's a lot of conspiracy theories out there, people controlling the weather and such as, but we won't go into that. Okay, we have eight lovely people in the pure queue already. And if I sound as though I have a lisp evening, I have multiple teeth missing, so that causes problems already. But I now have a some sort of a boil or something on my tongue. It's causing a bit of grief at the moment, and quite painful, quite annoying, but there you go. Right then, we're going to say hello to Tina, because we have eight lovely people already lined up.
Good evening.
Yeah, hello. All right. So did you like the music, Tina?
Oh, it was bopping nicely, and so was everybody else, because I could hear it through my headphones.
yeah. We got a strange group that's reformed coming up a bit later in the show, but I'm not going to say too much. But if I say Hayley Mills, people might know the name of the band.
That's all
I'm going to say. Yeah. But, okay. Right. That's giving a clue. That is a big clue. Okay. Ollie.
Good evening, my darling.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. And you?
I'm good. Just anything you pick up on is fine, if that's okay.
Okay. Holly, would you understand that things have been starting to go well for you, please?
Yes.
Okay. Would you understand you've just come to a mutual understanding with somebody, or talked to somebody about sort of like sorting stuff out between you?
Yeah.
Okay. I do feel as though it's a mutual understanding. And I do feel as though things have been talking, they've been talked out, and it feels as though someone had taken a comment the wrong way. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. I'm glad you sorted it out. I really am glad you sorted it out, sweetheart. Okay. Would you understand that you have been or have had a phone call at some point this week?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm feeling as though that phone call could have been a bit of good news for you.
I'm trying to think. I'll just keep thinking.
Okay. Holly, would you understand that somebody around you is a lot more happier than what they have been?
Maybe my roommate. I'm not sure.
Okay, because I do feel as though there's somebody around you that's a lot happier than what they have been, okay? I also feel, Holly, that there is some more good news coming your way. I do believe it could be around work area, okay? Because I do feel as though, you've been putting in so much time and effort to actually put your resumes out and look for a job. Would that make sense?
Yeah. Tons of them, yeah.
Okay. Holly, would you understand, you've done a reading this week and it's been a very emotional one.
Oh, yes. Somebody was ill, yeah.
Yeah, it feels as though you started crying during the reading.
The person didn't hear me or anything.
That's good.
It was sad.
Yeah. I do feel as though you're going to get more people coming towards you still. I do feel as though you've had some new people coming towards you as well. Does that make sense at all?
Yeah, a couple new ladies, yes.
Yeah. I do feel as though the word's getting out there about you, darling. I really do. I feel as though the word is getting around there. And I do feel as though you're looking up to the heavens and saying thank you. Would that make sense?
Oh, I always tell them that, yes.
Yeah.
I always tell them. I always talk to them.
Yeah. Holly, would you understand one night, and I mean it's going to be one night, it's in the middle of the night, that your name was being called?
I've heard that before. A long time ago, but not recently. I've heard that plenty of times in the past.
Yeah, because I feel as though there's somebody calling your name, darling. I do feel as though there's somebody's been calling your name. I feel as though it's a gentleman figure that's been calling your name. Would that make sense?
It could be my brother or my grandfather.
Mm-hmm. I do feel as though they've been trying to contact you and trying to call your name just recently. But maybe you've not heard them.
Yeah.
I do feel as though they've been trying to call your name and contact you just recently, because I feel as though there's an anniversary or a birthday coming up. Would that make sense?
Yeah, that's my Grandpa Campbell. That's my grandpa.
Okay. Because I feel there's an anniversary or a birthday coming up. Would that make sense as well?
Yeah, his anniversary death, yeah.
Right, okay. This is probably why he's trying to contact you, sweetheart, because he wants to let you know he's still there. Okay.
Yeah,
because
and I just wrote it on the calendar a couple of days ago.
I feel as though that's why he's trying to contact you, to let you know he's still about. I feel as though he hasn't been around very much, because I feel as though he's been around somebody else. I don't know who, but I feel as though he's been around somebody. Right, okay. I do feel as though he's been around somebody else as well. I do feel as though he's been hanging around somebody, because I feel as though somebody has been poorly around you. I do feel as though that's why he's been hanging around maybe his daughter. I think it might have been his daughter that's poorly, or somebody around her. But he's trying to contact you to let you know that he's about, okay? Holly, would you understand that something to do is showing me some flowers? He's showing me some red flowers. Would you understand anything like that, please?
Not just yet.
Okay, because he's showing me some red flowers, darling. He's showing me, I don't know whether it's something to do with red flowers in the past, or there's something coming that's got red flowers on, but he's showing me red flowers. Okay, so I'll let you think about that one. He's also just said he's sorry. I don't know what he's sorry about, but he said he's sorry. Would you understand why?
No, he was my favorite. He had nothing to be sorry for in my eyes.
Okay, but he said he's sorry. I don't know why he's saying he's sorry, but maybe it's something about his passing that he's saying sorry about. I don't know.
Oh, because we didn't get to spend a lot of time when he was on Earth.
Right. Okay. Okay, that's why he's saying sorry then. Okay. So, was there something you wanted to ask me?
What is you for Brian and I?
Sorry?
For Brian and I? What do you see going on with that?
I do feel as though you've come to a reasonable understanding with him and he's taken what you said on board. Would that make sense?
Yeah, I guess. So that means it's over?
Not necessarily, no. Not necessarily. I don't feel as though it is, Holly. I don't feel as though it is. I feel as though he's thinking about what you said to him. And would you understand that you've laid some sort of rules down or laid your cards on the table?
Yeah, I was quite blunt.
Right, okay. Because I do feel as though he's taken on board of what you've said. But I don't think it's... I honestly don't feel as though it's over between you.
Is he going to reach out or I have to do it again?
I'd feel as though he's going to reach out. Okay. When is another question? I think maybe what he's mulling over, he's mulling something over that you've said to him. You said something to him that's got him thinking.
2 minutes.
How mad is he at me?
He's not mad at you.
Wow.
I don't feel as though he's mad at you. I feel as though he's thinking, he's thinking hard because he loves you, and I know he loves you. He hasn't said so, but I feel as though he's thinking of what you said because he's frightened. I feel as though he's going to lose you.
Uh-huh.
I do feel as though he's frightened that he's going to lose you, sweetheart. I really do.
He's not.
I think why he's mulling stuff over of what you said to him, because it was a pretty big fight over nothing.
1 minute.
It was a pretty big fight over nothing of what you've had. But I don't feel as though he's mad at you. I feel as though he's going to reach out to you pretty soon, to be perfectly honest. That's what I'm getting.
Thank you. I appreciate your time.
You're welcome, my sweetheart. You're welcome.
Have a nice show.
I will try. See you later.
Okay, bye.
Speak to you soon.
Thank you, Holly. Holly helped us out there last night. And done 5 lovely readings for us last night. Before Kelly made it finally to the show, because we got the times mixed up, didn't we? And she thought our clocks changed next week. Yeah, right. So we're all back level pegging now. We're back to normal time until October, and then it's all changed again. What we used to do, Tina, we used to actually have different people with us, some Australia, and different parts of the world, and we kept changing the clocks when they changed, and it got a little bit hectic, you know. The only person that was on the same time zone as us was South Africa.
USA change their clocks a week before we do, don't they? Got to work the time zones out then as well.
We used to change, we used to change to accommodate, but we stopped doing it because it got silly, because the USA is so big that the time zones are so different there, it's like one changing 1 week, some other part changing the next week, and so on and so forth. It's getting really silly. So we we just decided we're not going to change. You either find us at 9 p.m. UK time or you don't find us at all. Yeah. Okay, then, let's see where we are. Veronica.
Oh. Hi, good evening. Thank you for taking my call. Hi, Tina Marie.
Hi, how are we doing?
Wonderful. Oh, hi, hanging in there. The kind of this month, all the months, for 4 months, everything was calm, and then this month it has been turbulent for me. Oh, my goodness. And thank you for the last time you spoke to me. Some things did come true, which was, oh, I believe a week ago. Thank you, Karen, for taking my call again to support the network. I am a little bit in turbulence, but I know it's about to change because I have to take that job and it's before April 9th. And it's true. The employer that I'm working now, they said yes, I can come back. Just let them know.
Mm-hmm.
Exact date. So thank you for that. I was very nervous, and you're right. You were right about that. What else? I have two questions. I'm still pretty. I'm cautious. I really have not but I just like to be cautious. what's the question? So there is someone took something from me, and I know they're looking for it. I want to know if they found the item, if we're going to return that item. And secondly, the gentleman that you said, it's finally coming clear, the information you gave me.
Mm-hmm.
And I just like to know for that, because the brother told me that his brother is very picky, and then he smiles at me, and I said, okay, I never showed a provocativeness or whatever, nothing. I'm just myself, me, myself, and I. Anyway, I'll stop talking. Anything, that'd be great.
Right, okay. You were saying something about somebody just took something from you.
Yes.
Have you been asking questions about who and why they've took it?
Yes, they know who it is, and I'm waiting for the hearing. There's mm-hmm. evidence, and I am going to be pressing everything that I can, and I want that return. Yes, ma'am, you got it.
Right.
I'm just trying
okay.
to. I know you don't do no legal advice or medical. I'm just trying to be careful how I word it. I'm just asking if you see that coming. Thank you.
Well, obviously in a legal matter, I can't answer that question because it could go one of two ways, okay? So with that, mm-hmm. I can't give you a defined answer, obviously, because of the legality of things that you've been doing. You've called the police, obviously, and obviously there's a trial going on. So I can't answer anything to do with that, I'm afraid. To do with this man that you are talking about, I do feel as though he likes you, but as you said, he's very picky, okay? He's also been watching you from a distance, I feel. I do feel as though you bumped into him maybe one day this week. Would that make sense?
No, can you repeat your question? Can you repeat the last thing you said about him?
I said I do feel as though you bumped into him one day this week. Would that make sense?
Yes. Yes.
Right, okay. He gave you a sort of look when you bumped into him. It wasn't a horrible look, but it was a sort of, I'm glad to see you look. Would that make sense?
Oh, my God, Tina Marie. Look, you're right on. It did happen. It was more like, the look where when two people get together. Yes, ma'am. Oh, my God, Tina Marie. Go ahead.
Right, okay. I do feel as though he likes you, but I do feel as well he's, I wouldn't say stalking you, but I'd say he goes out to see if he can get a glimpse, okay, But I do feel as though he's a bit shy as well. Okay, I do, honestly, I do feel as though this bloke's a little bit shy, sweetheart. You've got to give him the time, because I do feel as though he does like you, darling. Okay, and I think I do can concur with what his brother said about him being very picky. But his brother also forgot to mention that he can be very shy with women as well, because I feel as though he's had some letdowns in the past. Would that make sense at all, please?
True. Yes, makes sense.
Right, okay. I also feel as though he's been talking to his brother about things as well. I don't know whether his brother has said anything, but I do feel as though he's been talking to his brother about things. But I do feel as though this guy is going to start and talk to you on a proper basis. I also feel as though this guy is going to be a very genuine guy, but I think he just needs to sort some stuff out, okay? Because I think he's frightened of people letting him down, okay? I don't know whether his brother said anything about it or you feel anything about it, but I feel as though he's frightened of people letting him down. Would that make sense at all, please?
Yes.
Okay. I do feel that things are going to start looking up for you, sweet. I feel as though things are start going to looking up for you, because I do feel as though you're going to go back to the job that the boss has said that you could go back to. Okay? I do feel as though you're going to go back to that job. I feel as though you're going to go back to that job, and they're going to be very, very welcoming, because I feel as though this company that you're working for is a very nice company. Okay? They're very, very warm and welcoming. Would that make sense?
Oh, yes, thank you. That's nice. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I do feel as though you're going to go back, because they are going to be back. They are going to give you a very warm welcome back. I also feel as though there's something else going to be coming your way, Veronica. I honestly feel as though there's something else going to be coming your way, okay? Not job-wise, but I think opportunity-wise. Okay, because I feel as though you've been rethinking and reevaluating what you do actually want to do with your life. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. You feel as though you want to own your own business as
Three
well. Three
minutes.
Make sense?
Yes, I had to delay. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I do feel as though it's in a sort of beauty parlor, beautician sort of area of it. I do feel as though it's that as well. Okay. I do feel as though you want to start up shop and start with your own beauty parlor sort of thing. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. I do feel as though you need to start putting some eggs into some baskets. Start asking around and start thinking about maybe putting a business plan and stuff together, getting some money behind you so you can start up. I think the feelings, the ideas that you've had going through your head are really good ideas, but you need to slow down with these ideas, sweetheart, because I do feel as though you're rushing
2 minutes.
Okay. I feel as though you're rushing stuff to try and get stuff done. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. You do need to start and slow yourself down, sweetheart, okay, because you're going to exhaust yourself. I feel as though you're starting to get exhausted now. Okay. You feel as though you're nearly running out of energy. Would that make sense?
True, I am right now. Yes, I am. True.
Yeah. You need to sort yourself out, sweetheart. You really need to slow yourself down. Okay. Stop trying to take on the world by yourself. This is the English version. Stop trying to take on the world by yourself, because you know it's not going to work. Okay. I honestly feel, Veronica, that things are going to come to you rather than you chase them, okay? I do feel as though things
One
are going to come
minute.
To you rather than you chase them, okay, darling?
Okay.
So I'll thank you for calling in, darling, and I hope everything works out for you.
Well, yes, thank you for the confirmation, ma'am. I appreciate you. God bless you. Thank you, Ken.
Okay, thank you, Veronica. Okay, right. were almost at our piece of music. And would you believe that 30 minutes has gone off the show already? Wow. Okay. Deep.
Good day.
Good evening, Deep.
Hi. Hi. Thanks for taking my call. How are you, Tina?
I'm fine, thank you, darling. And yourself?
Yeah, I'm not bad. Thank you. I'm good, too. So I've been looking to buy, I've been house shopping and I didn't have much luck. So I came across this plot of land which has a broken down house, which is beyond repair. I've put in an offer for that. I was wondering if you think or if Spirit thinks it's a good idea to go ahead with this plot of land and break down the house and then build on top of it, build a house there.
Right, okay. They do feel as though you're trying to rush things a little bit, sweetheart, but they're saying that you put a very good offer for it in, okay? They are pleased that you're trying with what you're doing with yourself just lately. They are very pleased that you're trying to do everything you can to better yourself. Would that make sense?
Yes, it would. I'm rushing because end of June is when the stamp duty holiday runs out. So I'll have to pay an extra 15,000 stamp duty, which means it'll make it a bit unaffordable. So I'm trying to rush things.
Right, okay. This is why you're doing what you have to do. Okay. I do understand what you're trying to do, right? Okay. But you don't want to exhaust yourself, okay? They're saying, please don't exhaust yourself, sweetheart, all right? They want what's best for you, and you're obviously doing what's best for yourself as well, okay? They understand the urgency of what you have to do, but they do feel as though you are rushing it a little bit. I do feel as though you thought this through of what you've done, this plot of land that you bought to build another house on, which is a really good idea, okay? But I do feel as though you need to just be careful in some things that you're thinking about, because I'm feeling as though some things that you're thinking about, Deep, is way to rush everything. It's not some of it I feel as though you've not quite thought through as well. Would that make sense at all?
Okay. Yeah.
Have we lost them?
It's all right. We did that. Did warn us of this. He said that he said that his phone might cut out. So I hope you've got most of that, Dee. If you want to carry on with that, Tina, and Dee will be able to listen in the archive. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I do feel as though, Deep, you need to slow down a little bit and think of some things through. Okay, I know you want to do what's best for little man, and I know you want to do what's best for yourself. Okay, at the end of the day, yes, I understand the urgency of things, but there is a spirit guide around you, helping you through with what you want to do and helping you with what you want to achieve in life, okay? But they can't quite keep up with the pace that you're going for. But yes, I do feel as though I understand what you want to do. I honestly feel as though things could get better, are going to start getting better for you, darling. I do feel as though things are going to come your way. Everything's going to work out to how you want it to as well, Deep. I do feel as though things really need to be put into perspective as well, of things that you want to do, things that you don't want to do. I do honestly feel as though things really are going to start coming and flowing, but then you're going to wonder where all of it's coming from. Okay, this is spirit working with you. They are working with you, giving you ideas to what you want to do. And they also feel as though things are going to work out for what you're deciding you want to do. So carry on with what you're doing, because they're thinking it's a good idea. They want you to start and think about more perspectives as well. And they also want you to start and think about everything that you want in life. I'm thinking maybe holidays, outings, and things that you want to do with little man. Okay. I honestly, spirit are telling me now, Deep, that you are one of the strongest people that they have ever known, because you fought back from where you was a few months ago, and you fought back for the strength that you've got now. Okay, you're working with the world. The world's not against you. You, because you were thinking that the world was against you. Okay, I'm hoping all this makes sense.
Thank you. Makes sense.
Does it make sense?
So overall it is a good idea to go ahead with this this plot of land, because I don't have experience building houses. So although I have I'm an engineer and an MBA, and I have a project management experience, but not in construction. So do you think I will be able to see it through successfully?
Yeah, I do feel as though you'd be able to see it through successfully, as long as you get a good construction team. You need to start and look around for one of the best construction teams that you want, because I do feel as though things are looking very, you want things perfect. Would that make sense?
Yes, it would. And I would need to keep working as well and then do this on the side. So do you think that will be possible over the next 1 or 2 years?
I do feel as though it could be possible. Yeah, I do. I do feel as though it could be possible, because you're a very, very strong independent sort of gentleman, and you are
3 minutes.
One of these people, Deep, that can multitask, because you can arrange things to how you want things to go. Okay, you can arrange things to how you want to go, so you can navigate work and the project on the side. Would that make sense?
Yes, it does make sense. Yes, and do you think it will also be within my budget? I'm just putting all my pennies together and emptying my bag. So do you think it will fit in terms of the deposit I put in? And
I do, yeah. I do feel that you're going to work it into your budget, because you're very good at negotiating as well. Okay, because you are a good negotiator. You can negotiate prices, and you can negotiate how to say, someone said about
2 minutes.
Just an example. It's like somebody said to you, something's worth 90,000. You thought somebody said to you, something's worth 90,000, and you thought, nah, it doesn't. You can negotiate to get that price down. Would that make sense?
Yes, it does make sense.
I do feel as though you're going to be doing a lot of negotiating. I do feel as though you're going to be doing a negotiating. I do feel as though things are going to come your way to how you want it to do. Okay. I do feel as though this project will take time, but it will look marvellous by the time it's finished. I do feel as though you've got a design in your mind that you need to sort of like draw out, maybe, or sort of negotiate with somebody about
1 minute.
It out as well, floor plans and everything. Would that make sense?
Yes, it does make sense. Yes.
Okay. So thank you very much for calling
in. Do you think it will finish within 2 years? Do you think it will finish within 2 years or more?
I think it'll finish in 18 months.
Okay.
I think it'll take about 18 months. Maybe an estimate, but I think it'll be about 18 months, to be perfectly honest, depending on the construction team that you get.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. Thanks.
You're
for
very
the
welcome.
Messages. Thank you, Tina.
No, thank you.
Thank you,
thank
Kay.
You, Dee.
Thank you, Dee. Okay. Dee, before you leave us, I can see the only problem with that might be the legal side of things because of the COVID thing, obviously, and getting all the legal work done. But if you can get your blueprints together, and I'm sure you can do that now, how to do a blueprint of a plan of the work and how you want it done, then you know, you can start putting it into action, yeah?
Yes, again, thank you.
Yeah, so I wish you all the best with that because I know that people will listen to Deep there this evening and they may get a similar or same idea. So you've done us proud, Deep, this evening. Thank you. Okay, because that is an amazing idea, isn't it, ladies and gents? You know, this is one amazing idea because I think after this COVID, you know, and when we come out of lockdown finally, that land is going to be very much sought after, you know, and people are going to be wanting to do that sort of thing. So that's an idea that people can work with. Yeah, I like the sound of that. It even gives me an idea now. if I had the money, okay, raising the finance. Come on, ladies and gents, we need your donation. Yeah. Oh my God. Right then. Tim.
Good evening.
Tim's not there either. Oh, bless. Okay. Right. That's another one that's not answering. Oh dear. Right. So maybe we'll get to Tim a little later. All right. I think what we'll do, Tina, we'll take that break. We'll take that break because we're at 1:18. So we've got plenty of time. Tim there is turned his phone down or something there at the minute. We've got Christy, Catherine and Queen in the call queue. So they're just, you know, we've got over an hour left to go and four lovely people with us. Okay, so let's take that break. Why not?
Thank you.
Okay. I hope you like that one. Little bit different. So, from a band called Hula Shaka, and the track I can't pronounce. I'm not going to try. Okay. But I think you may have thought that was from Sergeant Pepper. It sounds very much reminiscent on it. And the lead singer of that band happens to be the son of Hayley Mills. So that was the clue there. So there you go. Hayley Mills' son formed that band. And they broke up and then got back together sometime around about 2012. And then whether they're still going or not, I don't really know. Okay. Right then. Let's bring Tina back online, see where we're going. Maybe we've got Tim back, maybe we haven't.
Good evening.
Tim, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thanks for taking my call.
Wonderful. Hey. Wonderful.
You're welcome. How can I help?
Oh, I was calling to see what Spirit has for me. I have been working diligently, trying to stay focused, consistent every day, asking for assistance from my guides and archangels, trying to ground, get the keep the frequency high, you know, amidst the life things happening. Every time I turn around, it's something else, so, you know, but I'm just trying to focus on bringing some manifest some new great things. I'm curious just what the good word from Spirit is for me.
Okay. Tim, I feel as though you've got some choices to make. Would that make sense?
Yes, it would make sense.
Okay. You need to think clearly before making these choices, I'm being told, sweetheart. Okay. Because what one or two of the choices that you've been given seems very confusing to yourself. Would that make sense?
Yeah, I guess it would, yeah.
Okay. So this is what Spirit is saying. You need to start and think about the choices that you want to do. Would you understand also there's some decisions to be made as well as alongside the choices, please?
Yes, I believe.
Okay. Also with them decisions as well, they're telling you to think very clearly of what decisions you want to do and what decisions you want to make, okay? They're also saying that they're very proud of the way you are going at the minute because the frequency is still open and they can hear you and they see what you're doing every day, okay? Tim, would you understand that meditation, that you've been doing meditation, but it seems to have lapsed somewhere along the line. Would that make sense at all, please?
Yes.
Okay. They're saying you need to keep up with your meditation because that's your way of connecting to Spirit. Okay. They also want you to start and work out what you want to do retrospectively of what you coming at you, okay, because I feel as though there's a lot of things coming at you as well. They want you to think about it retrospectively because there's some things that are coming at you that you're seriously thinking about, and there's some things that are coming at you that you're not too certain about. Would that make sense?
Yes, perhaps these are things that are coming that aren't necessarily here, but yes, that does make sense.
Okay. They want you to seriously think about perspectives as well, because some of these are coming at you. You need to put into perspectives as well, because they don't feel as though they're coming in order. So they like to think, like, want you to think about the perspectives of each one and put each one into order. I don't understand why they're saying that, but maybe you will. Okay. They're also very proud of the way you're carrying on, and the people, the spirit around you, have been trying to give you a message. I don't know whether it's through a gut feeling or whether it's through an idea, okay? They're trying to give you a message because they feel as though the message that they're trying to give you is one of a good message, okay? So I don't know, understand if you've been having gut feelings or you've been having ideas that are just coming out of the blue. Would any of that make sense, please?
Yes, it hasn't happened yet, but that's what I'm hopeful for, a shot of inspiration or an idea or something to pivot and do something else.
Yeah. They're saying they want you to start and work your gift. I don't understand why they're saying that, but they want you to start and work your gift because you're a psychic or a medium within your own right. You could give somebody a message with obviously the recipient's permission. If you say to them, I've got a message for you, would you like to accept it? I feel as though you've been giving messages to some people that have been actually taking on board of what you've said. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is why they're asking you to start and work your gift, because you are a very powerful light worker, okay, that can come down to earth and you can teach everybody else about the spiritual nature of things and the spiritualist way of working with spirit. You can also teach them about respect and everything in life, basically, okay? They're wanting you to learn a little bit more about mediumship because they think you have actually got the power of mediumship, all right? Would you understand that you've had spirit around you and they've actually been touching you on your shoulders or maybe on your head? Would that make sense?
I wasn't aware, but okay, yeah.
Have you felt, if you've been feeling like touching feelings on your shoulders and it feels as though the wind was blowing through your hair or something? Would that make sense at all?
Yes, that makes sense.
Okay, that's spirit there around you. Your guide is a very special guide, okay? Your guide is a very special guide because I'm feeling it's a he, okay? He's there to guide you of your strength because it feels as though your strength is not what it has been, okay? It feels as though you've been having something or letting something get on top of you, something or somebody's been saying something to you in retrospect of it being not very nice. Would that make sense?
Well, yes, that makes sense.
Okay. You don't need to be thinking what that person said to you because you know it's a load of rubbish. Okay. I'm being told you know that what that person said to you is a load of rubbish. Okay, because I'm feeling as though this person kind of hurt your feelings a little bit, okay? And I feel as though what this person has said to you, you've taken to heart.
3 minutes.
That makes sense, yep.
Okay. You don't want to let negative people get you down, darling, because it's that negativity that can stop you get feeling positive about yourself. You're good with what you do. Okay, I'm being told to tell you. You're good with what you do, and what you do can help a lot of people. Okay, with what you can do could help a lot of people, all right? Because I'm feeling as though somebody's come to you maybe just recently that's been needing a chat and been needing to talk about something because they've been feeling really down on themselves. Would that make sense?
Yes, that makes sense.
Okay, because you're good, this is what should give you a boost of positivity.
2 minutes.
This is what I'm saying. Okay, that should give you a boost of positivity because you've put something into somebody, you've told something to somebody that's made that person rethink perspectives in their life, okay? You are a very, as I said, you are a very powerful light worker, Tim, and Spirit are definitely working with you to keep the strength that you want to keep, because I feel as though you could be a very strong person, or you are a very strong person, not with just words, but with hope and making people feel easy as well. Would that make sense?
Yes, that makes sense.
Okay. I do feel as though you tell people as it is as well. Would that make sense?
Yes, that makes sense.
Yeah, because you don't beat around the bush, do you?
Nope, not at all.
Okay. But that is what I'm getting from Spirit tonight, sweetheart. Spirit are definitely happy with the work and progress that you're making and the things that you're wanting to do with your life. But all they're saying is just think about these choices and decisions, okay?
Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Tim. Thank you.
Thank you, Tim. Okay. Right. Oh, there he goes. Right, we'll stop that little timer before we go to the next person. Holly's called back in to listen. Lovely. Okay. Let's see where we are. Christy.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm okay, thank you. And yourself?
I'm okay, thank you. So I've been in a relationship for many, many of years, and the last couple of years, and a lot more recently as well, I've been getting mixed messages from him, and mm-hmm. I'm just wondering what you see or about my future with him.
I do feel as though you need to talk a little bit more. Sweetheart. Because I'm feeling as though you've got suspicions. Would that make sense, though, please?
Yes, I agree.
Okay. I'm feeling as though you've got suspicions, darling, because I do honestly feel as well that
I'm sorry, I don't hear you anymore. Hello? Hello?
Hi.
Oh. Hello? I heard you for a second. Hello?
Okay.
Hello?
Bear with me, Christy.
Okay.
Okay.
Not a problem.
Right. What we'll have to do is reset the clock on that one. So we'll reset the timer. We're going to give Tina a chance to rewind because there's something wrong there with Tina's connection. So, Tina, if you can hear me, we're not hearing you. So there's something gone wrong with your microphone there. But it started to crackle and now we've lost you completely. Okay. Right, we'll go to a piece of music then, ladies and gents. And hopefully Tina will be able to rejoin us shortly. Okay. See what happened.
Not
Okay. Tina's rejoined us now. Hopefully everything's working again as it should be. I think we were with line 5. So let's just see. We should be with Christy there, if I'm not mistaken.
Sorry, Christy, I lost connection.
No, you're fine. It's understandable. It happens.
Yeah. Right. As I was saying, I think you should talk and I think you should lay your cards on the table. Air what you're thinking. Air your suspicions, darling, okay? Because you're very suspicious of something going on, okay? I do feel as though somebody around you is causing you a lot of negativity as well, okay? So these negative thoughts are going to outweigh your positive ones, darling, all right? The negative energy that's around you shouldn't be really around you, if that makes sense, okay? The thoughts that you're having may be overthinking, but I'm being told that you're right to maybe think what you're thinking, because everybody has suspicions, especially when a relationship starts breaking down, like yours has. But you need, as I say, you need to weigh your cards on the table, sweetheart, and ask what is going on, because I feel as though your partner or your husband is been very quiet around you just lately as well. Would that make sense?
Yes, it's like we're roommates almost.
Right, okay. I do feel as though you do need to talk to him, because I do feel as though he may have some issues going on with himself, okay, that he's obviously not he's not wanting to open up with. I do feel as though I do see if you start and talk that it will get better, but then again, you may not be as trusting as you was, because I feel as though your trust is starting to lapse as well with it. I feel as though also your trust is starting to go downhill, because I don't feel as though you can trust him, because obviously because he's been so quiet just lately. Okay, I do feel as though you want to talk to him, but you don't know how to start the conversation off. Would that make sense?
Yes, because I feel like I walk on eggshells with the way he's going to react to it. Cause
right, okay.
I think talking is good, and he takes it and puts it all in his own words, and it changes things, and it's stressful.
Okay. You do need to talk to him, though. You do need to talk to him. You have to start that conversation off, okay, because I do feel as though it is stressing you out. You've got all sorts of thoughts going through your mind as well, and some of them are very, very stressful thoughts, and some things you're thinking, well, I didn't see this coming, or I didn't want this to happen, or it's just things that you need to wear off with him, okay? So this is why I'm saying lay your cards on the table, darling, okay? And think about what you're going to say before you say it, okay? You don't want to charge in there like a bull in a china shop and saying, right, I want to do this, I want to know this, okay? You've got to sit and think. You have got a special lady with you, okay? There's a special lady around you. I do feel as though it could be a grandma figure that you was quite close to. Okay. She's giving you inspiration, and she's giving you the strength to confront of what's going on. She's also giving you the inspiration and the strength for something else. I don't know what else it is, but she's also giving you the strength and the inspiration for something else as well. Maybe it's just something to do with work. Maybe it's something to do with your social life. I don't know. But she's giving you strength as well to carry on with something else, maybe a project or something. Okay. She's also there as well to give you some guidance, because you are feeling a little lost right now. okay? She's there to give you the guidance that you need, okay? I do understand that you've been having a lot of gut feelings just lately. I do feel as though spirit are giving you the gut feelings, but it's not in a bad way that they're giving you them gut feelings, okay? Because they're not allowed to give you the bad gut feelings. They're also telling me, this lady's telling me, you know you've got the strength to do what you have to do, okay? She said she's always said to you, you're a very strong person and you don't want nothing or no one to bring you down. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. She's very much around you, darling. She's very much around you. Okay. She's saying the other night she saw the tears. She saw the tears the other night and she was there wiping the tears up for you. Okay. She's saying I was sat there and I was stroking her hair as well. Okay. So if you felt your hair moving, it was this grandmother figure. All right. She's saying she's with you. She's with you. Okay, but you do need to sort this out, she's saying. She's saying she can't see you going through this and with a broken heart like you're doing because your heart's tearing in pieces. Okay, but she's giving you the strength. Okay, there's a gentleman just stepped in as well. All right, it feels as though it could be a grandfather figure. Would you understand that?
It could be either my grandfather or my father.
Okay. I feel as though it was somebody very close to you and you was very close to this person, this woman as well. Okay. I do feel as though around you, you was a very close, tight-knit family. Everybody looked out for each other. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. This gentleman, I don't know, I don't mean to upset you, darling, honestly. I don't mean to upset you, okay, because I'm hearing your tears now. He's saying to me, this gentleman, he's calling you angel. He's calling you angel. Would that make sense at all, please?
Yeah.
Okay. He wants you to know he's there. He wants you to know he's there. Okay. This gentleman
Three
is saying
minutes.
To me, this gentleman is saying to me that he was sorry. I don't understand why he's saying sorry, but maybe you would. Okay. Right, okay. He's saying he's sorry. Okay. And he's saying he's sorry. It was not the way I wanted it to be. I don't understand what he's saying by that. Okay. Maybe you'll understand what he's saying with what he's saying, okay? Because it's not for me to understand. It's for you to understand. He's saying it's not what he wanted or wanted it to be, okay?
Yeah.
He's very, very much around you as well as your grandmother, okay? They're giving you strength. But he's saying, please, 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 can you sort this situation out? He wants you to sort this situation out, sweetheart, okay? He does want you to sort it out because he's seeing you and he's not liking what he's seeing. He's not seeing the happy, bubbly self that you normally are, Christy, okay? He's not seeing the normal, bubbly self that you are, all right, darling? He wants you to carry on, okay? He wants you to carry on no matter what the outcome is, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much. I needed that.
You're welcome,
Thank you.
My darling.
I appreciate
you're welcome.
Thank you, darling. Thank you.
Okay. 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 It's where we are. Okay. Now then.
1 minute.
Oh, let's just stop that. Okay. Wasn't expecting that. Sometimes you don't notice it. We've lost line six. Line six has disappeared somewhere, so we're going to line seven now. Catherine?
Good evening.
Hello, Catherine. Are you there? Hello? This is very odd tonight, isn't it? Every time we pick a call up, they're not there. Right, that's another one that we've got to come back to. It was Tim earlier on. Okay, right. Emily.
Good evening. Good evening.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. And yourself?
Well, thanks.
Good,
I'm calling because I had, well, thank you so much for taking my call, first of all, but I had a particularly disturbing dream last night, and I don't know if you could help me figure that out.
Okay.
I'm not somebody that usually look. I'm quite intuitive myself. But I just can't make sense of this. There was a dead bird and I also killed a dead blackbird and I also killed a black snake in my dream.
Right. Okay. So you're dreaming about animals. I feel as though there's something bothering you. Okay.
Yeah.
I feel as though there's something bothering you. This is maybe why you're having these dreams. I do feel as though there's something bothering you. There's something you need to air out with something or someone. Okay. Because I feel as though you've got some anger inside of you with something. Would that make sense?
Perhaps, yeah.
Okay.
I don't think that Michael is an angry person, but...
Yeah. It's something... I don't understand completely what the dream was about, but I do feel as though you've got some frustration inside of you. Does that make sense?
I mean, yes. Yes, there could be some frustration there. I guess one of the things I searched on the internet to see like what it would mean, you know, the sort of symbols. And I started a new business over the whole pandemic, and I thought I was everything was going pretty well. We were going to be quite successful. And then you know it's been a little frustrating lately. But then I have this dream, and I look on the internet and. It talks about all these, you know, birds, you know, a dead one being failed dreams, you know.
Right.
Or, you know, just really negative stuff.
Okay.
That made me just feel really yucky. Yeah.
Right, okay. I've just looked it up on the internet. I've just looked it up on my phone of what it is, what it means. Okay. Would you understand that there's some part of you that may be feeling a little insecure?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. This is probably what some part of the dream is to do with, okay? You need to let go of your insecurities, sweetheart. If you let go of your insecurities, you'll start feeling better about yourself because I don't feel as though you feel real good, real great about yourself. Would that make sense?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. This is what I think this is what it's trying to say, okay, because I've got it in front of me and it feels as though you've got to get rid of some frustration, you've got to get rid of some insecurities, okay. excuse me. This is what I'm feeling with yourself. I feel as though there's something making you insecure. Okay. I feel as though you know that someone's been giving you negative energy, which is making your insecurities even worse. Okay. Would that make sense? Emily?
It's happened again, Andy. Emily, we've lost you. Oh, dear. Right. I don't know whether Emily will call back there. Maybe she will. I was just going to add a little bit in there because I was just, as Tina was doing that reading for Emily there, I was actually writing things down, and the feeling I got there for Emily on that one was the Blackbird. If you remember the old wartime song, the Second World War, I do believe, it was Pack Up All Your Cares and Woes and Bye Bye Blackbird, which would tally with what Tina's just said there about getting rid of her, that feeling of insecurity there, packing up your cares and woes. And another thing there is the snake that you mentioned there, Emily. Now, if you left the situation long enough, of course, then the snake would take care of the bird anyway. Yeah, so situation would solve itself automatically. But yeah, you can make it happen that much quicker if you just pack up your cares and woes, because at the moment that feeling of insecurity is around everybody because of this darn COVID thing. But you know, it's not easy to do that at the moment, and that's just the feeling that I was getting around that. So okay, that being said, Emily has not called back, and maybe she will, maybe she won't, but I know that Catherine's called off. Catherine, you were going to be next. We called you, and we were just about to take your call again, and now you've called off as well. Something very strange going on tonight. Okay. I do hope that you will listen back to this show and realize that it's not us that is doing this. Now, if you are in the call queue and we take your call, then you can hear us answering your call. If you feel that you've been in the call queue for too long a period, remember it is a call queue and not a call center. We only have one person to do the reading. Yeah, it is a call queue. Yeah, not a call center. Yeah, so there's just one person here to take readings for you, and you must take your turn. Yeah. Okay. Right. That just leaves Queen then. Okay. Right. I just wonder whether Catherine and Emily will call back. I don't know. Seems a bit odd, that one. We tried them both. One we kind of half took, and the other one disappeared when we tried again. All right. Been a strange night. Okay. Right. So we've got Queen then.
Good evening.
Good evening. Last but not least, at least for the moment. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm fine, my queen, and yourself?
I'm fabulous, my lady. I am fabulous. For good. Sure.
Good.
I will listen to what you have to say. If a question comes up, I will ask.
Right, okay. First of all, may I say how beautiful them bracelets are? Them bracelets I've seen, I must admit, they are beautiful. I am in absolute awe of them bracelets. Okay. Not that I could fit another one on my hand because I've got five on each. Okay. But everybody is happy with what you're doing. Everybody in spirit is really, really overjoyed. Okay. They have heard your they've heard your thoughts as well. They feel as though you're wanting to maybe move up in the chain. Would that make sense?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay. They do feel as though you're wanting to move up in the chain, my lady. Okay. They're also saying that, you know, you've got that strength and them ideas that you've got going through you. I don't know what ideas they are. Okay. The ideas that you have got going through you, my queen, you need to run with. You need to run with them ideas that you've got going through you, because they say that them ideas that you've got running through you could be an actual beginning. Would that make sense at all, please?
Yes. I got a lot of ideas, though, but yes.
Okay. There's some ideas that you've got to do with. It's like, I feel as though it's on the jewelry section. But I'm getting head harnesses or headbands of some sort, or like ringlets to put on, like rings to put around the top of your head. Would that make any sense?
Like crowns, yes.
Yeah. Would that make sense to you?
Yes, I've done them before, and I'm feeling that I. Yeah, that's an idea that's in my head. Thanks for the reminder.
Yeah. I feel as though there's tiaras in there as well.
It's the same kind of feeling, yes.
Yeah, I do feel as though there's tiaras as well as crowns and what have you. I also feel as though there's jewellery sort of headbands with jewels on them. Kind of like the things that... Kind of like the headset that you wear. I do feel as though you're wanting to make them have headsets as well. Would that make sense?
Yes. Well, the ones I wear, I make. So, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I do feel as though you're aiming high. You want to achieve a lot, I'm feeling as well. You want to achieve what you can achieve. But I feel as though sometimes that you're not doing it for yourself. You're doing it for others. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
That does make sense.
Okay. I feel as also, my queen, that you have to start and take time for yourself. Okay. I do feel as though you need to start and take time for yourself as well, because I feel as though... I'm being told that sometimes you are using every ounce of energy that you have inside of you, and sometimes you're that tired that your energy you feel is running out. Would that make sense?
That makes sense, yeah.
Okay. This is why they're saying they want you to start and take some time for yourself. Okay. The same for you not to overdo it, because they don't want you to exhaust yourself. Okay. Because they're also saying to me, please can I tell her that you know that things will be good for you. Okay. I feel as though it's like a mother figure that's speaking right now, but she says she doesn't want you to overexhaust it. She's so glad that you're staying with traditions of what you can do, and you are gaining respect with these traditions. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Because yes. I feel as though you're having a lot of people that are around you that's giving you so much respect that it's overwhelming for you. Would that make sense?
There are those moments, but I'm learning to flow with it.
Yeah, because around where you are now, you're the queen and people are seeing you as a queen, okay? People are seeing you as a queen of where you are now as well, okay? So the people around you are giving you that respect because they see you as a queen. I don't know whether they call you my queen or just queen. But I do feel as though people are very much respectful of what you say and how you want things to go. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Because people see you as their queen and their leader. Okay. In sort of a retrospective sort of saying, they see you as a leader. They see you as someone to look up to. Okay. I mean, I'm not saying that I don't see you as somebody to look up to, because I do. I do see you as somebody to look up to. But what I'm saying is that people around you, physically around you, do see that you are somebody to look up to, and they're wanting to learn what you do and the trade that you're doing. Okay. There's somebody around you just asked you to show them how to make the bracelets that you have just made. Would that make sense?
Not yet. But I wouldn't be surprised. It hasn't happened.
Okay.
Yet.
Excuse me. They're saying there's somebody going to come around you and ask you to show them how you make them bracelets. Okay. Because you are an inspiration to everybody, and you are an inspiration to all. Okay. You are going to get many more followers. You are going to get many more followers, my darling. Okay. Because people are watching more and more of what you do, and more of what videos you're making. I think if you look, your followers...
3 minutes.
On every video that you're making is going up high, is going up every and each and every day, okay? Because people that see your videos find it fascinating of what you're doing and what traditions you're keeping, and things that are impressing them is the way you're of an approach that you make. You make some sort of special approach. Would that make sense?
Well, it's me.
I know, but you make some sort of special approach as well, don't you? Because I feel as though you do make that approach, and you do make everything feel warm and welcoming. Okay. And I do feel as though things are going to go high for you. There's questions that people are going to start asking. Okay, if they haven't started asking already. Okay, the questions that people are going to start asking is the how to and where you get the traditional stuff from, how you keep to the traditional stuff. I don't know if them questions are starting to be asked or them questions are going to be asked, okay? But there's people that are going to come to you for inspiration. People are going to start and follow you a lot more because you're one of the most inspirational people. Okay, would that make sense?
Thank you.
Sorry?
I appreciate and I accept. Thank you.
Right, okay. My queen, would you understand that you've heard somebody talking to you very quickly in spirit?
I hear more voices and more. But I want to
okay.
give you my most respect and admiration for you as well.
Okay.
Thank you.
Because I do feel as though somebody's been talking to you in spirit as well, my queen. Okay?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much for calling in. Thank you, my queen.
Thank you.
Well, okay. As Queen was speaking there, Carol said something in the background there, and mentioned that's very similar to what she herself gets. And when everybody in spirit talking at the same time, it sounds like vehicles on a motorway. Yeah, it's just like just speeding past you like that sort of thing, you know, like that type of thing, yeah, because you can't make top or tail of it. And you want to ask them one at a time, please, and slow down, yeah, because, you know, they can do it. It's possible, you know, and right, something else I was getting there as well. Right. I'll tell a little story while we've got time, because there's 25 minutes on the clock with nobody in the talk in there. which is kind of strange. But I knew a gentleman that used to make the jewellery while you were in the shop, and he used to make the jewellery on the spot for you. So I see Queen doing that type of thing and having a little room there where some sort of store where she can open to the public. I think Queen's done this before. I remember it. But that type of thing, doing that type of thing again. Definitely online, you could present, your wares online, definitely, because that's the way forward now. And that seems to be happening more and more. Industries now where they're doing everything online, but showing a video, if you're not already doing it, Queen, showing a video of you actually making that jewelry, yeah, and have somebody filming you, or set up a remote camera where you can actually do it yourself. I think Queen's a bit like myself. I don't like too many other people involved in things. And if you could set up a remote camera and have that, you know exactly where you want the shot to be. Right, I want the shot to be there now. And, you know, when you're asking somebody else's court of, it's hard to choreographer. To be a choreographer, I think, and to tell people where you want the shot to be, yeah. So it's really hard to do that. Right, we're going to take another piece of music then. Well, we've got the chance to, which we don't get very often in a two-hour show, because sometimes it gets that busy that we can't take as many breaks as we'd like to. But this evening, we've had non-answers, two drops, and kind of strange. I know on last night's show we used something very strange, because right on the last 10 minutes, we have a caller that normally calls in at the start of the show. And it's kind of strange what's happening at the moment, but anyway, as I say, it's all to do with these clock changes, I think. Right, have you heard our little advert? Yeah, because I'm going to play this again now, because it's kind of important, and we've revamped the little ad.
It is asked that you would consider a small donation fee of $3.50, or whatever you can afford. This supports all upcoming shows. Thank you for your support. You can also subscribe for a whole year. Ask Ken for further details.
Well, we do try to get it right. The diction isn't perfect, but if you can get the gist of what the man is saying now, it is asked that you make a small donation on the shows to support us. The suggested fee of $3.50, it helps us there with upcoming shows. If you can't afford that much, put what you can. And you can also subscribe. Now, you will see on the write-up that the subscription there says $50, which is £37.80, currently UK. And that saves over $30 a year, believe it or not, because if you were to pay a subscription of $3.50 per show for a whole year, it would come to a lot more than $50, I can tell you. Yeah? And when we say per show, should it be per show or should it be per month? Some people have argued this. If you go into a spiritualist church, you will pay as the plate goes down. And that's each time you go. Not once a month, but every time you go. So if you go three or four times a week or three or four times a month, the plate will go round every time. Why should we be any different? Yeah, because, you know, we have to pay to keep things going. Everything costs money. And our studio is no different. Yeah. So it's just a little prank, a little bit of support, and that's all that we ask for. You know, it's not twisting your arm up your back or anything. And people think that's what we're about, twisting your arm up your back and making you donate. And we can't reach America because my arm's not long enough. But it's just a little suggestion. And yes, you might have heard me recently getting niggly over it. And I do get niggly over it because the lack of support sometimes makes us niggly. And as I get older, I get more niggly anyway. You know, just ask the wife. But, yeah. But saying that, getting niggly is really... What it's all about is getting niggly over things, is seeing one person regularly donating and then seeing other people calling each show and never donating. And that really annoys me, you know, because the show is pleasurable to everybody in the court queue, not just one, you know, and not just a few. And we have regular subscribers now. At least four people that were in the court queue this evening have actually subscribed. So they've taken out their subscription and they've saved themselves not only some hard cash, but the privilege of being able to call in per show without worrying about it and without thinking about, you know, oh, well, I must donate. It's not that difficult. We try and make it as easy as possible for everybody, yeah? And if it's preferable to subscribe, then please do. You know, as I say, it helps to bring up-and-coming shows over a 12-month period. And I think we're around about, if you think of $30 or $39, I should say, $39 per month for 12 months. So it's 39 times 12, and that's what we have to pay over 12 months for the studio. Then there's the internet to pay. And I'm not going to ask you to pay my household bills. Don't worry about that. You know, but yeah, it really, to be quite honest, ladies and gents, it is just another bill that has to be met and paid. It's a hobby, it's an interest, but it is actually a bill. Yeah, so this is where we ask for your kind support. And we can't always ask you in the way that I'm asking you at the moment, because we don't always have the time on the show to do it. All right. So, well, we've got 15 minutes on the clock then. We are waiting for one more lovely caller to fill in the last 15 minutes of the show. We'll take another little piece of music. Yeah. Let's see what we've got for you then. No, I was expecting somebody to call during the piece of music, but nobody did. Okay. I'm not sure whether we have a show for you tomorrow evening, ladies and gents, because I'm not sure whether Rosemary can join us. I know Rosemary mentioned taking a break. Kelly Joe was with us last night. Kelly back with us in 2 weeks' time. So that's something for your diary that you need to remember. So we've got a few blanks coming up in the course of this week. I know that Tina is usually here with us Mondays and Wednesdays at the moment. So what we're looking for is to fill in the blanks. And we do our best to bring you a show every night. Now, we have a lady coming up on April the 24th. And the lady in question has asked me, do we do a show every Saturday? I said, no, we do a show every night, wherever possible. So Tina is going to be interviewing this lady, and it seems to be quite interesting there. So we've not done this before. You know, I'm not an interviewer. I can't know how to ask people questions properly or interview them. So the lady in question has many modalities, so she will be doing readings throughout the show, hopefully. What we don't want to do is pressurise somebody into reading. So we want to make the show as interesting as possible. We will be asking the lady some questions, talk about herself, and find out. So we're hoping that we'll get some interest there in that one. And, you know, say we've done these types of shows before and we haven't got a lot of interest because people don't like talk shows. They expect us to be doing what we do. And what do we do? We bring you readings, of course. So changing the format in the past has proved to be non-beneficial for us and non-beneficial for you because you don't come. Nobody comes when we do a chat show. There you are. Right. We got to say, right. I was wondering where you got to. Okay then. Laura.
Hey, Ken, sorry, I got caught up and stuff, and I forgot to call in.
Oh, right. You're here now.
Hey, Tina.
Hi, Laura. How are we doing?
Okay, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Really good.
Oh, good.
Good.
So anything that you're... Well, I'm sick. So there is a house that I like, but... I don't know how I would pull it off, if I could even pull it off. Just wonder if you're picking up anything about any major changes coming up for me at all.
Well, Laura, you've seen this house, so that could be one major change coming up for you, sweetheart. Okay. I do feel as though you really do like this house. Okay. I do feel as though you've made great effort in trying to find this house. But I do feel as though you might not be of capability to move so quickly or you don't think you'd be able to get the moving people to move you with whenever you want to. Would that make sense?
Well, yeah. I'm still trying to recover financially from COVID, being out of work so long. So I don't think I'm going to end up being able to get the house because it'll sell before I'm ready to be able mm-hmm. to put the money down. But uh-huh. It's a small house, and financially, I could have afforded it before COVID hit. But well, I don't know. What do you see for me around finally getting my home on the water, and I don't know, and maybe moving on to a different job with more money? I don't know. What are you seeing anything coming?
I do feel as though you want to work hard for it. I do feel as though the harder you work, the closer it will get. Okay. I do feel as though your main aim is to get this house by the water, and you want it, and you want it badly. Okay. I feel, on the other hand, Laura, that you will be a little frightened of the change that's going to happen. Would that make sense?
A little frightened of the change that's going to happen. Well, I mean, you always wonder if you're going to be able to afford the mortgage, I guess, because of whether you'll have work or not. I mean, that's always a fear when you buy a home.
Precisely.
So I need to do it. I just need the money down and everything, and I just don't know if I could pull it off. Or I mean, like, is the house going to sell within the next month or so, or would, I don't know. it just feels like nothing works out for me.
There's your self-doubting, darling. You're self-doubting yourself. You know you've got the strength to do that, sweetheart. You know you've got that strength. You just need to stop with the self-doubt, Laura, because it's that self-doubt that's holding you back. Okay, it's got to be, I will get this and I will work for it. I will do this and I will do that. Do you know what I mean? You have got to stop with all the negativity that's around you as well, darling, because you feel as though that you feel as though the world's against you, but it's not. Okay, you feel as though life's against you, but it's not. All right. I feel as though you're thinking that this change is going to do you some good. I do feel as though you know the change is going to do you some good, okay?
Yeah.
But you need to start and get a bit more positivity about your sweetheart. You need to start and listen to your inner self a lot more, because I don't feel as though you're listening to your inner self anymore as much as you should be doing, okay? Because I do feel as though your inner self is actually screaming at you to get a little more strength behind you, get a little more power behind you, stop with the self-doubting, and you know that this can happen, okay? You know that this can happen. You've just got to find your inner strength and your inner self, sweetheart, and just to go for it. Just go for it, darling. That's all I can see. It's just, if you go for it, you know you can achieve goals. Would that make sense at all, please?
Yeah, I just need to be able to finally land this house. You know, this is like the one thing that I just haven't been able to achieve.
If you fight hard enough for it, darling, you can get it. You can get it. You need to fight a little bit harder, listen to your inner self a lot more, because your inner self, I feel as though it's screaming at you to listen to your inner self, okay? I don't know whether you feel it, but I'm feeling as though you can do this. You can do this. Okay. You've got to just stop with the self-doubting, because you do self-doubt yourself a lot. You do doubt yourself a lot, sweetheart, and it shouldn't be doing. You shouldn't be self-doubting, okay? Because I do feel as though things are going to get better and things are going to be on the up for you. If you work hard enough to achieve your goals, you will get what you want. Would that make sense?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I've worked hard for a long time.
I know. And COVID at the minute is just a throwback. it's just a throwback. It's thrown everybody back. I understand that. But I do feel that spirit are working with you, sweetheart. Spirit are working with you. And they are saying they are helping you through. Okay. They are helping you through and they want you to achieve the goals that you want. Okay. You have got some very special spirit around you as well that's giving you the inspiration to do things. There is some very close spirits around you wanting you to do things and wanting to get you, see you succeed at what you do. Okay. I also feel as though things can get better by the way of you showing and getting more positivity about yourself, sweetheart. Okay. Understand that you feel a bit self-doubt at the minute, but you need to stop with the self-doubt and get that positivity behind you. Okay. I honestly feel as though, Laura, that you are a very strong person and you used to think that nothing could get you down, okay? This is where you want to be again. This is where you want to be again. You want to think about yourself and not get any, let anything get you down, because at one time you was one of the good. You
3 minutes.
Used to be so strong that even the Pope couldn't argue with you, to be perfectly honest, okay? I know that's a bit disrespectful, but it's the only way I can think of saying about it, okay? I do feel as though you do need to get that inner strength and you do need to listen to your inner self a lot more. You're very intuitive, Laura, okay? Your inner self is screaming at you. You just need to take that time and listen to what your inner self has got to tell you. Okay, because I feel as though you've been having a lot of feelings and a lot of gut feelings. Would that make sense?
Yeah. This contract that I'm on, I'm not real thrilled with it. And I was wondering if you see me quitting this contract and
2 minutes
better.
What I would say with that, Laura, is find another contract. Continue with the one you've got until you find another contract, sweetheart. Because if you quit this one now, and it's going to be a while before you find another contract to go to, you're going to be in the self and same situation again. Okay,
well,
I won't quit
unless I have something else to land.
Exactly.
Right.
You have been looking at contracts, and there's one that you've got your eye on. Would that make sense?
I have been submitting for other contract work, yes, but so far nothing's come through other than what I'm working on.
Well, I do feel as though there's another
1 minute.
Oh, yeah. I do feel as though there's another thing.
How long out? How far out do you think I have to wait?
I don't know, sweetheart. I really don't know.
Okay.
I really don't know, darling. Okay? But you must start and listen to your inner self. Okay?
Yeah. But this house that I saw, it probably won't be it because it's the timing is wrong for me, right?
Yeah. I don't know, Laura, to be perfectly honest. It could be 3 months on the track, it could be next month. I don't know, darling, because spirit doesn't have a timeline, as you know. Okay. So just keep with that contract until another one comes up, I'd say. Okay?
Yeah. Thanks, Tina, I appreciate it.
All right, thank you, Laura. Thank you, darling. Thank you. Bye.
Thanks, Laura. Okay. We're slightly over the clock. We're right out of time. And big, big thank you to Tina. Tina, you with me again on Wednesday, yes?
Yeah, I will be, yeah.
Wonderful. Okay. So Tina back with us on Wednesday evening then, ladies and gents. So look out for that one. And I'm not certain now whether we have a show tomorrow evening for you, as we said. Chris Garcia should be with us on Friday. What made me say Saturday, I don't know. Still looking for somebody to fill Saturdays at the minute. We haven't got a Sunday for the next 2 weeks, as you would have heard Kelly say there on the last show. So things are looking a bit blank moment, but we're doing our best to fill those blanks in for you, and we'll let you know in due course what happens. Okay, so then, we're going to play out now.